Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. And right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio.
Radio.
Entertainment.
With your host.
Rich Money.
Don't
keep it locked.
Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. You palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it. Do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace.
Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, where the party at? Got that 9-9 black and a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah, shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party.
What's going on, Dons and Diva? Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. I am your host, Rich Money. Storm will be tuning in. She's taking care of some business for GQ Palace, of course. You know how we do. Before we start, you know, I want to give a shout out to Miss Diva Rachel. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel. Enjoy your day. I also want to shout out my grandmother. May she rest in peace. I think it's been 16 years today she passed away. Yeah, a lot going on. We got a lot going on. We have a special episode for y'all tonight. We have the one and only Adrian Bagger in the building. Of course, we're going to talk to him. When I say his music is fire, this man's music is going to take this to a whole nother level, this whole music thing. What I like about his music, he's a blues singer, but he's speaking reality in his songs. You understand? I don't like to do too much talking. The lines is flooded. So what I want to do right now, we're going to get this started. I just want to bring Adrian right now to let y'all know he's here. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, what up, Money?
Yo, what's going on, man? What's going on? I want to thank you for tuning in. It's definitely an honor having you on, man.
No, man, it's an honor to be on your show, bro.
It's definitely an honor, you know, last week, you know. But
Looks like more people called back in this week than last week. But definitely want to thank you for tuning in. Now, let me ask you, Adrian Bagger. Am I saying your name right? Bagger.
Yeah, you're saying it right. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Now, is that your government name you just decided to use when you first started? Did you have another name before that? How did you come up with that name?
Actually, Bagger, man, is just my nickname from high school. The other fellas used to call me on the football team and things like that. And they say I can bag any woman that I need when I want in that school, you know, so they just call me Bagger.
Okay. I feel you on that one. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, I know you have a lot going on, you know. You definitely have a lot going on. So, let's start with taking you back. You know, what made you actually start singing the blues?
Oh, man. Actually, I've been into singing because my mom was a minister, you know. So, I was like a little church kid somewhere. And I used to do a little rap thing. But, you know, man, I actually got incarcerated. If y'all check my documentary out on YouTube, you know, the Adrian Bagger, the Rise of the Blues Legend, it lets you basically know what's going on. But in layman terms, man, I just got into it, bro, because I saw it was an avenue that was open, that a lot of revenue could be made out of it, and people could capitalize on it. You know, blues is the original music of the African American down south, you know what I'm saying? So I jumped into that. Because I saw that there was an avenue to make revenue, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm a hustler to my heart. And, you know, I had what it takes to do it, so I jumped into it right there.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I know I don't got all of them. But the songs I got is just remarkable, because it's like, the songs you singing is definitely a reality state. You understand? Is that normal for a blues singer? That's something you just came up with?
Man, everybody has a gimmick in the blues game that I see, you know what I'm saying? Which is working for them, so I don't know if it was. Reality was something that wasn't imposed on blues, you know what I'm saying? It was reality, but it was with joking ways. I give it to you just like it is, man. And I felt like that's what it needed, and it's been working, you know what I'm saying? You're saying I got one of the best brands to have out right now for Southern Soul Blues music, so I guess I did the right thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you definitely did. And you came a long way, because, you know, I know you got your documentary out as well. Tell the listeners about that.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a documentary out. It's a documentary out. It's about 16 minutes long, man. I put it on YouTube just to let the audience know who I am and where I came from, you know what I'm saying? It explains my life from growing up, you know, six kids in one household, you know what I'm saying, with one parent, to getting awards for blues, you know what I'm saying? Well, it just stretches out through a time in my life when I was successful and when I was down and out, and when certain things happened that made me change my thinking process. And, you know, it's just a good document. It's a real uplifting head lifter for people that are holding their head down, you know what I'm saying? Because we can do all things to Christ that's present us, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a firm believer in that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, because I also look at the documentary, you know, and give my condolences to you and your brother,
yeah.
But you still succeeding. I know he's looking down, smiling at you, because you definitely taking this whole thing to another level, you know.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, you definitely take it to another level. Now, when it comes down to you writing, how long does it actually take you to write a song?
It just comes natural, bro. Like, I go to the studio and I do songs. I do like 3 or 4 songs in an hour, you know what I'm saying? Complete it. You know, because I speak from the heart. And I always was told, man, when you speak from the heart, it's easy, you know what I'm saying? When you're pretending, you got to put on a front. But when you're telling the truth, man, it just comes easy. You just tell what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got. I'm gonna tell you, I just got a text from somebody. They said, play a song. So, you know, what we going to do is, I don't usually play songs this early, but I want to play Cab on the Outside. Tell us about that joint.
It's just a story, man, that happened to me when I was grooming as a man and decided that I wanted to be a man that's faithful to my lady, you know what I'm saying? And I was just cutting off the little side piece and just letting it down lightly, you know what I'm saying? And just letting her know what's real, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I can't serve two households, you know? And my woman tried to start to trust me again, so I'm gonna do what I have to do to get you where you need to go, and that's gonna be it.
Mm. Wow, I ain't gonna lie to you. I be killing this joint right here. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I be throwing it in the truck and just killing it. All right, Dons and Divas, we gonna get into this first fire joint by my man Adrian Bagger, Cab on the Other Side. I mean, on the outside. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hello?
Hello? What's up?
Hey, where you been at?
I've been chilling, you know?
I ain't heard from you.
Got some shit on my mind. I need to talk to you about it. I'm coming over.
Okay, I'm waiting.
She's getting curious about where I've been. She ain't no fool, no. When it comes down, I can blow my whole life. It's not worth risking my kids and my wife. See what we have, I'm calling it all off. See what we share, I appreciate it. Everybody's telling
that right there is like real, real. I can say that's real deep. Now, you was actually in a situation like that. That's what made you come up with that that song,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was. All my music is true to heart. Everything that I speak on is true. You know what I'm saying? Because I got millions of other people that go through the same thing that I go through. We're just from different voices. We're just different people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes Adrian Bagger different from everybody else?
I'm just realist, I guess. I don't mind saying the good or the bad about any situation, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all played the stool pigeon before in life, because if we haven't played the stool pigeon, we never know what it feels like to be used. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like everybody can relate to what I put out, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell the truth, you know what I'm saying, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, you definitely killing it too. Now, you was in a slight situation where, you know, problems occurred as well, you know. I spoke to you about, and you wound up getting arrested, but that didn't stop you from making your music.
No, actually, me being arrested the last time, man, for drug charges and things of that nature, man, really changed my life. Because while I was incarcerated, man, I came to a point where I was just fed up with being incarcerated, fed up with going through all the bad things in life. You know what I'm saying? And so I turned to Christ, you know what I'm saying, which I always had in my heart. I always knew it because my mom's a minister. And I started singing gospel, man, while I was in jail. And even in jail, when they heard me sing, the warden took me and he took me out to his church, took me out of the prison to his church to sing at his church, and started a traveling gospel choir so that we have fellas that sing to go around to different churches in the area, you know what I'm saying, and sing on Sundays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a bright indicator right there. That was my indicator that I was in the wrong game as far as doing crime and hustling or whatever and stuff like that. Because if they appreciate you at church for something, bro, and they accept you for who you are, you know what I'm saying? They just let me know, man, that I can do anything if I put my mind to it. And so I started singing the blues, but it always been in my heart to be an artist of some sort, you know what I'm saying? But I never knew what it was. But by me opening my mouth and singing and seeing how many people appreciate me, you know what I'm saying? And blues was the closest thing to rap to me as far as singing, you know what I'm saying? So I got into that.
Wow. Wow. So you went from rap to gospel to blues.
Yeah. That transition was kind of crazy. A lot of people look at me like, dog, I remember you singing church when you were locked up. And, you know, you have the church I was rocking and people falling out and things, you know. And now you singing blues and you're doing the same thing. And so, you know, I just take that as a sign of that I'm where I need to be, but not where I'm going already. You know what I'm saying?
So, let me ask you, you know, if you had to go back to gospel or rap, would you, or would you just stay with what you're doing now in the blues state?
I think I'm soiled and grounded right here for where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? But there's no telling. If God calls, you know what I'm saying, you can't fight it. You know what I'm saying? When he calls on you, it is what it is. You ain't going to be able to shake it off. You know what I'm saying? So if that's his calling, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? 10 years from now, you could be looking at Reverend Bagger, you know?
I definitely feel you. I definitely feel that. Now, you also won the ZBT Awards. Tell us about that, because I know that was big, because you went up against some heavy hitters.
Yeah. Last year, I won the Fandemonium Award, which is one of the biggest awards for the Zydeco Blues and Trail Ride Award. That's a big award ceremony that go down south every year, once a year, you know what I'm saying? And I went up against the biggest hitters in blues and Southern Soul, you know what I'm saying? And I came out with that award, man. That was a blessing, bro.
Wow. So tell me, what actually was that feeling like to just be like, you know, going against the heavy hitters you went up against and just hearing your name, Adrian Bagger, for the award? What was that feeling like?
Oh, man, it felt like I won the lottery because, you know, I put my heart and soul into what I was doing. And I came out on top, you know what I'm saying? That was, it was amazing, bro. I, you know, it was like winning the Super Bowl for Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? Man, but, it was amazing, bro. That's all I can say. It was amazing.
Yeah, I definitely feel you. Now, I know you got something going on tonight, right? You got something going on tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm actually on the highway right now. I'm on tour right now. I got my 2 dates this week are in Bryan, Texas, and Harker Heights, Texas, which is about away from my home, about 7 hours away from my home. And I'm on the road now, making my way up there, man. They say they ain't sold out, you know. There's standing room only probably left, but we're going to see it when it go down tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it because your music, like I said, is just phenomenal. I'm not even going to lie to you. Your music is definitely phenomenal. Now, do you consider, like, any acting or anything going on later on down the line? Because
I invested a lot of money with a guy that film's movie what I grew up with. He was actually the one that did all the graphic work on the Cadillac Records and all that. And he produced a couple of more movies. Producer Aaron Williams. We in cahoots right now doing a biopic about myself right now.
Okay. So you're definitely going to the next level too with it. Now, God, you was going to say something, Adrian? Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting on you, bro.
Oh, okay. Now, I noticed you did a collaboration with Heavy. I really don't know who Heavy
is. Shout out to Highway Heavy, man. It's cold-blooded brother there.
Yeah. He's doing it because I've seen a couple of joints with him, with Johnny James and, a couple other joints I've seen with him. So you definitely do it. Now, if you could perform with anybody that's out right now in the industry, who would it be and why?
Oh, man, I would have to say my boy F.O.B.O. or Fabulous, man. Fabulous F.A., bro. That dude, he's so lyrically, man, that dude. I like Fabulous, bro. So if I had to do a song with somebody that's out right now, it would probably be Fabulous, bro.
Wow. That's crazy. I'm glad because sometimes people be like, oh, Jay-Z. I'm glad you said somebody different. You understand? Because Jay-Z is not the only rapper out there. You know what I mean? Fabulous is hot, too. Definitely got some things going on. Now, I want to get into another one of your joints. If You Want to Leave Me. Now, that joint right there is crazy, too. Now, wait, the little boy. I see the video, too. And I was like, wow. And when that beat drop, it's just like, who does your production?
Oh, man, I got a production team. I got a guy by the name of B-Real, who was actually the guy that was doing all the tracks for Webby and Boosie when they first started off with Trill, DJ B-Real. I love finding the Adam 80 Future. And, of course, I got my dog Heavy, Highway Heavy. But DJ B-Real actually is the person that did the track for If You Want to Leave Me. And it was something that came up one day. He came to me and was like, Adrian, man, you hot. Let me do a track on your album. I was like, well, I'm going to catch you one day. He was like, no, right now. And we went laying down that If You Want to Leave Me, man, in about an hour.
Wow. So you know what? I want you to introduce that track right there.
All right, world. This is your man, Adrian Bagger. And this is my hit single, If You Want to Leave Me. Check it out.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Be real on the track.
Daddy.
What's up, boy?
I need to tell you something.
What you got to tell me?
You ain't gonna get mad at me, huh?
I ain't gonna get mad at you, boy.
I heard mama talking on the phone to another man.
Is that right?
While you was at work, Daddy.
She probably was talking to a co-worker or something.
No, Daddy. I think they was talking about meeting up.
Meeting up? Oh, yeah?
But why mama ain't happy, Daddy?
I don't know, son.
Why mama wanna leave?
I don't know.
You a good man. You pay all the bills. You make sure we got food on the table. What's wrong with it, Dad?
Man, don't worry about that. Everything gonna be all right, son. Everything gonna be all right.
I know I might get in trouble, but I'ma ask Mama. I'ma ask Mama why she treats you the way she do. Cause if she ain't happy here, she need to let you go be happy. Ain't I right, Daddy?
Yeah, you right,
son.
Huh,
Daddy?
You right.
Ain't I right?
You right, son. You right.
If you won't leave me, if you won't leave me, go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man, baby. Oh, sweet baby. And good men don't stay single long. We don't stay single long. Say, if you won't leave me, if you won't leave me.
My best to keep a happy home,
happy home.
But you wanna leave.
But you wanna leave.
I work my fingers to the bone,
to the bone.
Bought you everything that you want,
that you want.
But you won't leave.
You still wanna leave.
And I'd be lying if I say I won't cry,
I won't cry.
But someone else will come and dry my eyes,
dry my
the
eyes.
Moment that you leave. And I'm not saying it's to make you stay.
Make you stay.
You can get up and get on your way.
Get on your
just
way.
Leave me my key.
Just leave me my key.
Oh, if you won't leave me,
if you won't leave me,
go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man. My son, he don't understand. Why you wanna leave?
Why you wanna leave?
Mama said you would turn me blue.
Turn me blue.
Cause you still had some running in you.
Running in you.
But I didn't believe.
But I didn't believe.
The things you do for a part-time lady.
Part-time lady.
They gon' come back and hunt you someday.
Hunt you someday.
Just wait and see. If you will sacrifice my son's delight,
my son's delight,
you ain't worthy of being my wife.
Being my wife.
Go ahead and leave.
Go ahead and leave.
Oh, if you won't leave me,
if you won't leave me,
go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man.
I'm not even mad at you for what you're trying to do. Cause all I ever wanted for you was you to be happy. And if it's gonna make you happy, go with your mood. I won't be bitter. Cause a man can't keep nothing that don't want to be kept. So I just want you to know one thing. I'ma be good.
Hey, if you won't leave,
if you won't leave.
Go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and
Now, how long did it take you to write that song right there?
Oh, man, it took me about, to write that song, to write and record it, it took us about an hour.
Bang. Wow. About an hour. So when you step in that booth, because, you know, I was in the music industry for over 20 years. You know, Eric B. Rock, him label, I did stuff with Dodger Facts, and, you know, such and such, but wound up dealing with the wrong people. You know, and Jeff Roberts is one of the people that told me when I was younger, well, you know, I'm going to get with you, but I'm working with a female. But by me being young, I was like, well, you know what? I'm not even going to wait. And the female he was working with was Alicia Keys. So, you know, they say sometimes, you know, patience is a virtue. You know, yeah, yeah, real talk. So sometimes patience is a virtue, so who knows? But, you know, I figure everything is for a reason. Now, when it comes down to you writing the song, do you just take, like, somebody come to you and they be like, well, listen, I'm married with a female and I think she's cheating on me. You know, would you be able to turn something like that into a song?
Yeah, man. I had that to happen to me at work, man. I had an older guy come to me and tell me, like, man, he caught his girl and his wife in the bed with one of her girlfriends, you know what I'm saying? Cheating on him, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, the reason why I'm telling you this is because I know you probably can put a song in this one and warn people about it, you know what I'm saying? And I actually wrote a song, man, about that situation. It's called Don't Blame It on Jody, you know what I'm saying? But as far as getting in the booth, and writing music, bro, it's like I zone out. When I hear a track that's worthy, the words just flow. They just flow out of me, bro, and the situation just comes to me, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah, I heard that one too. That one's crazy. I seen the video. I was like, oh, wow. Shorty's like, huh. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I showed a couple of my boys a video. They was like, yo, he got some things up in here. So, looking at the things. He's like, yeah, but it's deep. So, where do you see Adrian Bagger, let's say, 3 years from now?
3 years from now, man, I say Shoebox Boy Entertainment is going to be one of the labels to know in the United States and across seas, man. I see myself as being a lucrative businessman in about 3 years, man. I'm going to be real lucrative. So, I see the blues game going to a whole nother level, man, within the next 3 years, man, because I'm only getting greater. The music is a muscle, and the more you work it out, the stronger it gets, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like right now, I'm just doing
push-ups
with it right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm
going to
get stronger, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I definitely feel you on that. Now, you writing, you produce some of your tracks, you're getting into acting. How are you planning on balancing everything out?
Man, just taking it one day at a time, bro. You know, you put a lot on your plate. It's good to have a lot of stuff on your plate, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we live for, to get forward, to eat, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes too much stuff on your plate can break it. But you got to take your time with it, man. Just balance it all out. When you balance it all out, man, it all works out. You got to have a balance.
You know, somebody asked me a question, you know, when I was letting them listen to your track. And they asked a good question. I want to ask you, because they was like, what's the difference between the blues and R&B?
Well, the blues, you know, it's kind of muddy. We're more muddy than R&B. You know, R&B is very synthesized and I ain't gonna say buttered up or anything like that, but there's more effects in R&B. You know what I'm saying? Same story, but more effects. Like they put more into the arrangement of R&B. R&B is R&B is arranged more to fit in than blues is. Wow. Blues is just raw. I'm giving it to you raw. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the only difference between it. But if they're both the same, if that makes any sense. But
Go ahead. You said R&B is more like what?
more range, I would say. And blues is just raw and cut off the front porch.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I believe blues, you know, you're telling a story, you know. Nowadays, even with the R&B singers, all you hear is about the booty popping, and you know what I mean? See the video with the booty popping. It's no real message out there. You understand? That's why when I first heard your joint, the first joint I heard was Chick on the Side.
Yeah.
I think that was the first joint I heard of yours, and I was like, yo, this dude is telling us a story right here. You know? And then I was like, wow. To me, you know, I was like I told you, I was like, yo, the blues, to me, is much better than R&B. Because you're sending a realistic message out there. And it's something that's going on with a person that they could, you know, feel what you're saying more because they've been involved in that situation.
Yeah.
No. Now, right. Now let me ask you. Now, you was rapping. You went to gospel. You know, God bless the dead. Your brother. You got locked up. You went to blues. Is there anything in your life that you felt that you would like to make a change of that you didn't?
No.
If you could change anything back.
Man, if I could change anything back in life, I wouldn't touch anything, bro. Because, you know, we all have a purpose. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, what God has for you is for you. And he ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. I'm a true believer. And everything that I went through in life, man, was to get me to this moment where I'm at right now. And I wouldn't want to change anything about this moment where I'm at right now.
Now, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you step on that stage?
I'm preaching.
Mm.
I'm gonna bring a message.
Oh, okay.
It's like a pastor when he stands in the pulpit. I'm gonna deliver this message because I know there's somebody out there dealing with something that I've sung. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why they're there. So I'm gonna try to relay it as best as possible, as clear as possible, the way they want to hear. So I feel like I'm like a Baptist preacher when I'm up here.
Wow. Now, I feel you. Now, has it ever came to a point, because, you know, some people get writer's block. Have it ever came to that point where you got writer's block? And if you did, what did you do to get over it?
I've never experienced writer's block so far, you know what I'm saying? Because I have so much on my mind, man. I go to sleep and wake up tasting music, you know what I'm saying? Thinking the rhyme phrases and thinking the things that I went through and how I can put it in order of a rhyme phrase to lay it down, and what tempo should I sing it in? Like, it's like I eat, breathe, and sleep music. Even when I'm at work, I have a full-time job also where I drive 18-wheelers in the refinery. Man, and even in my truck, I'm sitting in the truck listening to tracks, putting music together all day.
Now, there's something I want to ask you. All right, because it's a track that I listen to, right? Now, I don't know if you got a significant other, if you're dealing with somebody, but, like, I heard the track Pregnant Again, you know, like, if you're dealing with, you know, if you're dealing with a female,
no, I'm not
you know,
dealing
you got
with
somebody
that. I'm not dealing with that. But I have a partner or two that have been through that situation, you know what I'm saying? And I thought it was something funny to do, you know what I'm saying? That was actually something comical for me, to do that song right there, Pregnant Again. Because the lyrics of it were so comical. When that partner of mine that actually got his outside chick pregnant twice. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, my outside woman ain't got pregnant again. You know what I'm saying? Now, how bad is that? Where you get caught the first time and you go back and get her pregnant again.
Now, has it came to a point where you write your songs and you got your lady and you sing her those songs? She'd be like, why are you writing that? Has it ever came to some point like that where, you know, you get the eye or, you know, you tell to a female, you get the eye, be like, wait a minute. Because you're a blues singer.
No, she respects my talent. She know what I do. I do it for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And she know when I go to sleep that night, I'm on fire. When she wake up, I'm on Saturday too, so It is what it is.
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that one.
Unless she's holding something hidden, and never, don't want to let me know, and she's going to let it all out one day. But so far, she has been. She's very supportive. You know, she with me now. You know, she go to my shows with me. It is what, you know, she has to do. I pray she ain't holding nothing and cutting me at night.
I let the wife, you know, my wife listen to the child. I let her hear that. She was like, praying again. What's that? What do you mean praying again? I was like, it's a song. It's a song. But I want to get into one more of your tracks. Let's Go. Now, when I heard that one, I was like, shh. Now, that come from the oldies, but goodie, Shake Your Booty. How did you wind up coming up with that? It's like you redid it for like a new millennium type joint. How did you manage that?
Oh yeah, man, I was at that point that when I wrote that song, I went to a party, man, and they had a lot of older people in there, you know what I'm saying? And they were playing rap music and stuff like that, and the people were jigging to that. They wasn't getting up to dance to it because it wasn't their era, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the DJ and I was like, DJ, play something for these older people because you're really bumming them out right now. And he played some oldies for goodies, you know what I'm saying? And I saw what got him off the floor. Anything talking about from Derriere back in the day was something big to older people, you know what I'm saying? That was like so taboo for a man to get up there and say something about somebody's butt. So I just I'm going to take the old slang and come back with it and I'm going to do it my way. And it came up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, because, you know, I ain't going to lie, I was playing your joint, right? Oh, like I said, I play your joint crazy. I got people that actually want copies of it, but like I told you, I don't want to give copies to nobody unless I get your permission. You know, not to sell, just give them the copies. And I was playing the other day, and I heard my 14-year-old daughter in the background singing it. I was like, aha. I was like, aha. She's a cheerleader and all that. I was like, oh, okay. So it's definitely catchy, you know. All your stuff is catchy. You understand? Ain't no question about it. She's doing her own thing. All that's catchy, you know. But I want to get into Let's Go and let them hear that one too as well. All right, Dons and Divas. Here's some more fire for you on GQ Palace Radio by my man Adrian Bagger. Let's Go. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment is fun of it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Oh, yeah. I need all my sexy ladies to get to the middle of the floor tonight. Now, I don't want to see you not doing anything. You got some junk in your trunk? I want to see who can shake it the best. Like my girl Jack and Neil would say, go on, twerk.
Let's go.
Come on,
shake,
oh yeah.
whatever you doing. Shake, 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 shake. Shake, 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 girl, shake that booty. Yeah, you already know. I just wanna see you get low, low. Yeah, hit the club back again.
I'm going to my daughter's baby shower, my family reunion. I'm going to have that joint going crazy. Ain't no question about it. Now, Adrian, what is the next step for you? I know you pressed for time. What is the next step for you?
Oh, man, to continue to be great, man. So many times in life we put too many steps forward, man. We got to take them one step at a time. So my next step, it's just continue to be great,
bro.
Continue to be great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely want to tell you, it's definitely been an honor. But I want you to give out all your information to the listeners and all that, where they could hear your songs. You know, I'm actually over the air because I got a lot of people listening as well, because I'm going out tonight as well. If you want me to,
okay.
I could put, you know, make copies of the CD and give it out to the people. And
yeah, man. Do what you feel,
definitely...
man. It's gonna help. But they catch me on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Adrian Bagger. The album is Grown Folks Business. You know what I'm saying? My Instagram is The Real Adrian Bagger. Facebook Adrian Bagger, Adrian Bagger 1, Adrian Bagger 2. You know what I'm saying? Just get at me, AdrianBagger.com. Get at
now,
me, man.
Check
me out on YouTube. Whatever.
Now, definitely. Now, what I want to ask you, I have sent you a list of the songs I have, right, that I turned into a CD. Is those
right.
on Grown Folks, or some of them is on different CDs?
Yeah. The majority
of
them.
Oh, so all
of
them is on Grown
Folks.
Oh, okay, okay. So I could even use that cover to print out for the CD when I give it out.
Yeah, Grown Folks Business, bro.
I got you. I definitely got you. Yeah, you know, Adrian, I just want to tell you, it's definitely been an honor having you on. Somebody had told me, because I got somebody like, and they told me, because I guess they seen your thing on Facebook, and that's when they told me something about Pokey Bear and all that. But I would like to get in touch with Tyree or Tucker, because a good friend of mine, you know, since I knew he was 17, it's called Kavski. He with the Get Fresh crew. I know Tucker did something
yeah.
with W. Fresh. Yeah. His name is Kavski, and he's with the Get. Yeah. That's fire, too.
Tucker,
I heard that joint,
did,
too.
Get joints, man. That was
tight. Yeah,
but,
it's fire.
I'm going to put you in touch with both of those guys, bro. I just got to catch back up with Tucker. I haven't seen him in a while. I think he changed his digits up or whatever. But I get you in touch with Tyree and
stuff
as soon as possible, bro.
Okay. But, you know, we definitely ain't going to be no strangers towards this game, you know, because I'm I know the DJs and all that, you know. Definitely going to send them that Shake Your Booty. I'm going to give them a whole CD, to be truthful with you. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, and they could pick and choose which ones they would like to play on the air at Oz and, you know. All the spots, you know, because out here in New York, it's a lot of spots. Are you planning on calling New York anytime?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna come out there this summer, bro. Got a couple of family members out there in Boston, so on my way through, I might just stop by, you know.
Okay. You know, definitely fill me in and let me know. And we definitely gonna link up. You know, I definitely come out and see you in the whole Don if you're doing a showcase or you just out here chilling, take you around, and you never know what might happen, man. You never know.
Anything may transpire.
For sure. For sure. Adrian, I definitely want to thank you for coming on. It's definitely been an honor. And you know you're welcome back anytime, but this ain't the last time you're going to get in touch, you know. It's definitely going to be more times than this.
Well, I appreciate
y'all.
Thank y'all, man.
Definitely. I definitely appreciate you, AJ. It was definitely an honor having you all, man. Adrian Bagg of Dons and Divas. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank y'all all for tuning in. I don't know. I think next weekend we got a gospel group called Grown Folks. And Amar Khalil had contacted me from Tony. So I'm thinking about having him back on. And we're going to let y'all know, you know, fill y'all in if we're going to have him on. Because, you know, he was on GQ5 as well. But I think he got some new stuff he want to present out there. And Keith KC from Rex and Effects. You understand? That was his joint on the intro. And probably have him back on, too. You know, we're working on Method Man, a couple of other people as well. But definitely want to tune in. Don't forget, my man Adrian Bagger, I'm going to have promotional CDs for y'all. I'm going out tonight. I'm definitely going to have the CD for y'all. I'm going to make a couple of copies right now. His music is definitely phenomenal, and he's taking it to a whole nother level. You understand what I'm saying? He's definitely taken to a whole nother level. So make sure you get into that. I'm going to definitely have those CDs for you from my man Adrian Bagger. Ain't no question about it. Also, another birthday shout out to Rachel. Happy birthday from the Diva Squad. You know, she'll be on this Wednesday, her, Storm, and Miss Mo Betta. Don't forget, we also have four more shows. You know, on Mondays, we have UAR. Unsigned Artist Radio, you know, send us your tracks if you want us to rotate it. That's gqpalaceradio@gmail.com, GEEQUE, Palace, PALACE, radio.com. That's on Mondays, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio at 8 o'clock. Then on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, we have Love Sensations, where we're playing nothing but the hottest slow jams. You're going to definitely hear my man Adrian Bagger joints on those 2 days as well. That's on Tuesday, Love Sensation. Then on Wednesday, you have Love Fantasies with the Diva Squad, like I told y'all, where they discuss grown and sexy topics. They also play some music here and there sometimes, but they speak that truth to the matter feedback, you know, on bullying, political topics, you know, whatever you choose to discuss. That's at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, right after Empire. So definitely check that out. And then on Fridays at 7 o'clock, you're here with myself, Rich Money, and Storm. She was taking care of some business for GQ Palace today at 7 o'clock on Fridays. So that's it for tonight. I want to thank y'all. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. But you know what I want to do? I hope my man Adrian ain't mad at me, but I have to go out with one more his joints, because his joints is fire. It's called She's Doing Her Thing. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby. Happy Easter. Don't forget, it's April Fool's Day. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. My name is Rich Money. I'm out.
Real on the track.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is when you hear that. Time to get on the dance floor. Now, ladies, it ain't gotta be a dance, you know. As long as you're shaking it, I don't care what you call it.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
When she moving side to side,
oh,
you ought to see her from behind.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Watch that thing.
Hey,
come on,
I don't know what to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
oh,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing.
got me all in my feelings. Yeah, pretty little country girl.
Pretty little country girl.
Her mama had to be a brick house. Yeah, cause she brought one to this world.
She brought one to this world.
Now I've been sitting here watching you, dancing like you do.
Dancing like you do.
And I wanna get to know you, baby.
And I get to know you.
As soon as you get through. But not now.
Not now.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
When she moving side to side,
oh, love,
you ought to see her from behind. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
What's that thing?
Hey, come on,
I don't know
come
what
on
to call it. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
oh, love,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Hey, hey there, DJ.
Mr. DJ.
She's just party pumping.
She's party pumping.
Cause she's doing this dance for me. But I don't know what to call
don't
it.
Know what to call
she
it.
Shaking her hips side to side. She moving her legs
from left to right.
She say she don't get tired. And she can do it all night.
It all
she bent it over,
packed it up.
Oh man, this girl be
cutting up.
I need some more Henny in my cup. I think I done fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
She move her hips side to side. She move her legs
left to right.
She say she don't get tired.
Come on, come on.
And she can ride it all night.
Well,
she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
When she moving side to side,
oh, love,
you ought to see her from behind. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing.
What to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
oh, love,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah. This is the part I want y'all to break it down on.
Come on. Come on.
On a count of three. Follow me.
Come on.
It go like this here.
Come on.
One, two,
come on,
three.
Come on.
Here we go
come
now.
On.
Left leg.
Come on.
Right
come on,
leg,
come on,
bend it over,
come on,
turn
come
it around,
come on,
left
come
leg,
come on,
right
come
leg,
come on,
bend
come
it over,
come on,
she
come
be
on,
doing
come
her thing, yeah,
she be doing her thing, yeah,
I watch her do her thing, yeah,
I watch her do her thing, yeah,
when she moving side to side,
oh, love,
you ought to see her from behind, she be doing her thing, yeah,
she be doing her thing, yeah,
what's that day?
Hey!
Come on, I don't know what to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
oh, love,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Hey! Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
It's butter, baby, 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 baby.